Are you looking for a job, or do you have a job and you feel like there might be something better for you? I don't know about you, but there's nothing more stressful than going through the process of trying to find new employment. Or if you're stuck somewhere and you don't know if you can find something that'll make you happier, that's better for you. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk with Jason Hudson, who's a co-founder of Fetch, a new human resource platform that's geared toward helping talent. It's not so much employer-focused as it is talent-focused. Well, if you're in the job market, and just about everybody is, you're going to love today's show. You're listening to Start It Up, and I'm your host, Monty Brule.
We will respond to your questions, so follow us on Twitter at StartItUpGuru. Visit our website at StartItUp.Guru for more information.
Jason, welcome to the studio. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, one of the great mysteries about online marketing or the internet has always been, how do you get a job? And so Fetch is the latest way for talent and employers to connect. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Basically, what we say is it's Match.com for talent and employers.
So how do you differ from, you know, Monster or any of the other big employment websites that are out there?
So all of those are basically job boards, which, at, you know, in 2016, a big issue is talent really doesn't feel safe on those boards. And so with Fetch, we take that in consideration, and we've protected the talent, and we've made our platform completely talent-driven.
When you say talent doesn't feel safe, what are some of the ways that someone might not feel safe?
So basically, if I posted my resume on, I won't name one exactly, but if I posted my resume on a job board, any keyword in my resume would be searchable, and I would match probably to way more jobs than what I would be interested in. But recruiters and some companies are going to bombard me because my skill sets may match, you know, one word on a keyword search they've done. So I get bombarded from your agency recruiters and companies looking for jobs that really don't know what they're really looking for.
Well, maybe it says more about me and the people I hang out with, but I don't know anyone who's ever gotten a job through an online platform. And is there a secret to going about that process?
Well, so we protect the talent, so they're more likely to sign up on our platform, because that process won't, you know, open them up to getting bombarded. We match to specific skill sets, so I would say about 85% of the talent already on our platform is passive talent, which means they're really not looking for a job, but if we drip good jobs into them, they might be interested in one of those jobs because it might be better than what they're in now.
Mm-hmm. So you really have two different audiences. You're marketing to talent, but you're also marketing to employers. How do you go about reaching those two very different types of audiences?
So that's it's the chicken and egg type scenario. We've got to prove to talent that we're a safe place to be, and we're doing that through, you know, social media, through word of mouth, referrals. Our platform is already live, it's already working. We've already had fetches and people matched to companies and hired and working in those positions. And we've got to prove to them that it's a safe place. And then employers, because of our process, we've got better talent on our platform because it is a safe place again. And we're affordable. So we open it up to an untapped market for employers, smaller companies that before couldn't afford using an agency recruiter to get good talent, they can now use our platform because of our payment model.
Take me through the evolution of Fetch. When did you have the idea, And when did that idea transition into a full-fledged business model that made you decide that you wanted to launch it?
So my co-founder and myself, the founder himself has, you know, been in recruiting for 25 years, sold two recruiting companies. So he's got a ton of experience doing recruiting the old-fashioned way. And he kind of stepped back and said, if he's going to do it again, it's got to be, you know, ingrained with technology and doing it for the talent. And so him and I did a lot of research, stepped back, and we realized that the talent is really what's the driving force these days on finding jobs. It's not what companies want you to work for them. It's who wants to work for your company. And so we, about a year ago, almost a year now, we started building the platform to be able to launch.
Is where you're located even that important anymore? I mean, there are so many people who are teleworking or, you know, I have a friend who lives in Tennessee but works for a company in Massachusetts. Is that more the ideal search for you, or are you working with employers who want people to be in a certain physical location?
You know, it ranges. We soft launched in February, and from that soft launch, we were able to make connections, and employers signed up from Birmingham all the way to California. So you're right. I mean, it's a platform, so you can access it from anywhere in the world. So it's not just nationally, it could be international. And that's a good thing of being involved in the Gig Tank is we can help bring talent into the city, not just look for local talent.
So you referenced Gig Tank. Fetch was formed in Birmingham.
It was.
And now you're in Chattanooga for the summer to participate in Gig Tank, the technology accelerator at the Company Lab. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what was the allure? What was attractive about coming to Gig Tank?
So when we first started, we kind of listed off what we call Tier 2 cities. And Chattanooga happened to be the second city on our list before we even met with Mike Bradshaw at Company Labs, and it just fell into place. We came to the city, met with a couple people, and got asked to sign up for the Gig Tank program, and we signed up, got accepted, and I think our biggest thing is we want to be able to help with the workforce development here in the city.
Well, before a lot of Chattanoogans get offended, I think maybe you should define what a Tier 2 city is.
Well, we're from Birmingham, and we define Birmingham as a Tier 2 city. We basically say that because it's not New York or Chicago. We think they're better tech hubs now than your Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm. And so many people in Silicon Valley, you know, comment on the huge expense of starting a company out in California, that it's a lot more attractive to look for investment in other parts of the country because your dollar goes a lot further.
Absolutely. We had a chance to launch in California, chose not to just because we love working it. Well, we love Birmingham to begin with, but we're really building a passion for Chattanooga as well because it's so much like Birmingham.
Did it take a lot of capital to launch Fetch?
Fortunately, we have a private investor. It's a process because companies in the South are still struggling with proving that we have what it takes to start a good company. I think with some of the programs with Launch Tennessee and Innovation Depot in Birmingham, that's starting to change a little bit, but we still have a ways to go. It's still a small struggle.
Did you know the investor prior to launching, or did you just go and make a pitch and the investor said, I really like what you're doing?
Well, we knew him beforehand. We were having a beer
Okay. That's always a great way to get an investment. Yeah.
And we mentioned the idea. He was immediately on board. And that was, like I said, about a year ago.
Better polish up that resume. There'll be more with Jason Hudson of Fetch right after the break. I'm Monty Brule, and you're listening to Start It Up. When you're sticking your toe in the water and you're trying to find out, you know, is there a job out there for me? You need the right tools. Well, we've got Jason Hudson in the studio with us today. His product, Fetch, is a new platform to help both employers as well as job seekers. I'm Monty Brule, and this is Start It Up. Well, what's been the most surprising thing that you've encountered since launching?
Well, that's kind of a hard question. There's been a lot of different things. It's really more exhilarating than anything. I would say the hardest thing is just getting people to realize that the South has great talent, and that we're not just another recruiting firm with a fancy bow on it. And all of our marketing dollars now that the platform is built, we think is going to go towards marketing and proving that we're something different.
Now, are you and your co-founder developers? How did you find the talent to actually create the platform?
So we had a passion of supporting local businesses in Birmingham and now in Chattanooga. We're not developers. Like I said, Chase is from the recruiting world. I'm an IT guy. I've been in IT infrastructure for 15 plus years now, I think. And him and I kind of got together to bridge the gap between recruiting and technology. Because if you think about it, not very many agency recruiters have the skill sets of the jobs that they're recruiting for.
Right.
So at the time, the company we were working with specialized in IT and creative positions. And so I was brought in to bridge that gap, and I could sit down with candidates and really vet them out more than a normal recruiter could, because I knew the industry.
So your main challenge is really a marketing challenge now.
Absolutely.
And what's the solution to that? Is it just money, or is there another way that you can you know, accomplish those goals?
I think money's going to have a lot to do with it. I think there's going to have to be some pretty big checks written out to launch some marketing campaigns. But I think just our process and having, you know, we're already making revenue. The platform already works. We just have to get that out there to people. I think doing programs like the Gig Tank and pitch competitions and just really getting involved in the communities is going to be our biggest help, you know, in that process. But again, a check's going to be needed to do, you know, Facebook campaigns or Google Ads or, you know, whatever the case may be on the marketing side.
So have you already realized any benefits from being a part of Gig Tank? And when you look down the road for the rest of the summer, what are the things that you haven't done yet or you haven't accomplished that you're hoping to accomplish?
So being in the Gig Tank has absolutely helped. I've been able to use the relationships that the Gig Tank has to go and sit down with companies. And already having the relationship or using the term Gig Tank helps me get in the door, and they don't immediately think recruiting company. So that part of it's been great. I think as we move forward, I'm getting a little bit more involved in CHADEV so that I can meet all the local developers and local creatives and IT guys so that I can start proving to them that we're different as well, that we're a safe place for them to log in and create their profiles and see what's available out there on the market.
And what are some other things that you want to accomplish?
I think eventually we'll probably need more money, but coming into the Gig Tank, we're kind of transparent with we don't need investment now. We're about getting the word of Fetch out And so as many companies as I can reach, as many talent as I can reach, that's my focus right now at the Gig Tank.
I'm assuming that you have a cloud-based platform.
We do, okay. Yes.
So one of the issues that I've heard both employers as well as talent talk about is the issue of portability. So you may, you know, work at a particular company for a while. You may have certain certifications, but when you leave that company, all of your history sort of stays there on the company's server, and it doesn't move with you. Is there an element to fetch either now or that you see in the future that has that element of portability?
So we hope to be working with some local companies, some human capital companies, to hopefully be able to open an API to other onboarding processes. So if they do use Fetch and get hired into a company, we can kind of send that data on to the next step, right? So if you think about it, once you're hired, like you said, you're kind of all that's gone, and you start with the company. We want to kind of port that over to the company that's hiring you and create an onboarding process. And that's not something we specialize in, but there are some companies here in Chattanooga that specialize in that we want to work with.
I imagine that it's more valuable to the companies to be able to access your data over time as you build that database than it really is to just fill, one position.
It is. So we continue to protect the talent. I've said that 1,000 times probably about it being talent driven, and we protect the talent. But something we do is we still have a human element involved in our platform, and that's coaches. We have coaches involved in the process, and those coaches are there to do the job of what a good recruiter does. But they're not biased. They're not paid a commission. They're salaried. So they're involved in the process, and they could, tongue in cheek, they could care less about the outcome, right? It's not based on if they get paid or not. So they're really there for the right reason. And they are there to make sure that process happens. And really, that means that we help the companies find the best talent and the other way around.
Do you do any internal analyses that produce particular types of analytics that either help talent narrow their search in terms of looking at specific companies, or even help companies evaluate talent?
Yes. So the coaches being involved gives us the opportunity to really vet the candidates out, no matter how they matched with our algorithms. And then if they are not interested in a job, we take that data of why they were not interested, and we provide it back to the company that posted the job. So we can say, hey, you had 10 matches to this job, but all 10 were not interested. And it's probably because you're not paying enough or that you have a bad reputation. So we do a lot of employment brand with the coaches as well on the company side to help. The talent may be there, but the talent may not want to work with your company, and we help on that.
Don't go anywhere. There'll be more with Fetch and Jason Hudson after the break. I'm Monty Brule, and this is Start It Up. We're talking today with Jason Hudson, co-founder of Fetch. He's trying to create an optimal environment for both employers as well as job seekers. I'm Monty Brule, and you're listening to Start It Up. Give me a couple of use cases, one from the talent side and one from the employer side. If you were to look at your sweet spot, what is Fetch really, really good at? Can you tell me a story about an individual who's been able to benefit or who's likely to benefit from Fetch, and then an employer who's likely to benefit from Fetch?
So I would say that there was one particular candidate, talent out there, and he's a creative video guy. And if you would have talked to anybody in the environment, he would have, they would have told you that he loves it where he's at right now. He would never move. Well, he happened to sign up on Fetch. He was matched to a company that behind the scenes he wanted to work for, and he took the job. And now he's more happy than he ever has been, doing exactly what he wanted to be doing. I think with that opportunity, he wouldn't have been able to find that job, because he would have never posted his resume out there, because the perception was that he was super happy where he was,
right?
Because his work was so good, right? On the employer side, I would have to refer to a company in Birmingham. It's a startup company, Blocks. I wouldn't really call them startup anymore. They're in Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay.
And you really can't get anybody to go to Bessemer and work. but they're a really cool company, and we were able to, you know, nobody's going to search for jobs in Bessemer, probably, right?
Right.
And so we've placed five people for that company, and they would have never known about Blocks if it wasn't for Fetch. They just got matched because of our criteria and our algorithms, and then they got to see about the company before immediately knowing they were in Bessemer. And so for them, we helped really bring good talent to a place that normally wouldn't have good talent.
Well, you talk about people being happy. And one of the things that I think a lot of recruiters miss, or a lot of recruiting platforms miss, is the whole issue of culture. Because you're matching an individual personality with a corporate culture. And, you know, how do you accomplish that and you make sure that it's a good fit?
So we, you know, as part of our sign-up process on both the talent and the employer side, we ask for culture. And for the talent, it's what culture do you want to work in? And the talent can choose all of them if they want, right? Because they may not care about the culture.
Right.
The employer gets to pick the specific job and what its culture is, because inside of companies, each department could have different cultures. You know, IT departments usually have a different culture than the HR department. So we match based on that. But really what we look at is we put those decisions back on the employer and the talent at that point. We make the match and open it up, and we step away and make it transparent for them to confirm that it's a good culture fit.
Do you do any work for the public sector currently?
We are trying to.
Because it seems to me that is a process that could really benefit from Fetch.
Yes. We actually met with the chamber here in hopes to get involved in the chamber and help with workforce development here in the city.
When you talk about workforce development, can you be more specific? What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it comes down to marketing for the city. It's not just a workforce issue. It's proving that this city is a cool place to work. And I think if we can do that and help with that, we can match talent that may want to move into the city instead of just trying to move talent that's already in the city around in the city.
You've started the company in Birmingham, and now you're here in Chattanooga. What are some of the differences between working with Fetch in Birmingham and working with Fetch in Chattanooga?
Well, I would say we have teams working in both cities at the same time. I would say the biggest advantage in Chattanooga, not that Birmingham doesn't have this, but I think you can see it more in Chattanooga, that people truly, really want to help no matter what the problem is. They're going to introduce you to somebody they think can help. And I think that helps us grow faster in this city because of all those people that are here that want to help, that truly, truly want to help.
So when you talk about help, can you give me some examples of how people help? Is that help developing the platform? Is that help being introduced to prospective customers or investors? What do you mean by that?
Well, I think all aspects of that help. You know, what I've experienced so far is, you know, we have a pretty solid platform. But being with Gig Tank, they were immediately like, hey, we've got Carbon 5 here. Let them review your platform just to see. And normally you would think a company would charge for an assessment like that. But because of the Gig Tank relationships, they jumped right on, checked out the platform, gave us some good feedback, some beneficial feedback as well. And then just all the relationships that's opened up. You know, I have to, you know, put a spotlight on Ted Alling. I met him before I came to Gig Tank, and he seems like he's a pretty busy guy and could easily have an excuse not to talk to me, right?
You're talking about one of the co-founders of Access America.
Yes.
And now the Dynamo Fund.
Yes. So we went and met at the Lamppost Group, and, you know, somebody in that role could easily say, you know, pawn me off on somebody else or the secretary or the receptionist, you know. But he made it a point to take us around to every company in the Lamppost Group, introduce us and tell us that we needed to work with, you know, figure out a way to work with each other. And that's a big deal. That helps companies grow way faster than normal, but just because of those relationships.
Well, you know, you're housed at CoLab, which is in the Edney building, which is referred to as the heart of the innovation district. As someone from outside Chattanooga, how do you perceive our innovation district?
It's organic. That's the biggest difference. It was created before the word innovation was, you know, tagged around it. And I think that's what the biggest difference with it is. And if you, you know, get to go on, you know, floor five and experience it, you can feel the creativity. And I think that just sparks way more growth for startups than just trying to do it on your own.
When you look down the road, say 3-4 years, where would you like Fetch to be?
On a beach somewhere. our goal is, we think it's beneficial that the Microsoft just purchased LinkedIn, because now they're going to be focusing on making it, we think, a social networking platform and not a recruiting tool. And we want Fetch to be that new recruiting tool. So hopefully in 5 years, we will be the new LinkedIn as far as recruiting is concerned.
Well, is social an important thing to have with a recruiting platform?
Yes and no, but I think you have to choose. I think we integrate with certain platforms so that you can see what kind of culture the person fits into. And I think everybody does that now during the hiring process. They go check out people's Facebook page and their LinkedIn. But I think it comes all the way back to the talent has to be protected. And in the beginning of the platform, when you're first signing up, you can't integrate all of that because the employer never sees the talent until they say they're interested. And then at that point, we can show all of their integration with their social media platforms.
If people want to find out more about Fetch, how can they do that?
They would go to getfetched.com.
Getfetched.com.
Yeah, GETFETCHED.com.
And I assume that applies to both talent as well as employers?
Yes. You'll hit the main page and you'll see it's kind of split into two lifestyle sections, one for talent to sign up and one for employers to sign up.
Well, Jason, thanks so much for coming by, and I wish you the best of success.
Thanks. We really enjoyed it.
I remember the days when all you needed to get a job was a firm handshake and the ability to look somebody right in the eye. Well, apparently, it takes a little more than that now. You not only have to make a good impression in person, but you've got to have an online presence as well. Well, I think that Jason Hudson and his team at Fetch are doing great work in terms of protecting the interests of talent, because so many times it's all about the employer. And once you as the individual put your resume online, you put your data out there, it's there for everybody to see, and you sometimes lose control over it. I think that's the special sauce in what is being created at Fetch. Thanks so much for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Start It Up is a production of Be a Grizzly Media. And from Red Crow Studios, our executive producer is Ross Carlson. And remember, If you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.